It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The photography agency Magnum Photos is celebrating its 70th anniversary this summer. And to mark the occasion, there are several exhibits around the city featuring some of the iconic works made by Magnum photographers, as well as new images created by current members. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon has been checking out these shows, and she joins us now. Hey, Deborah.
Good morning, Richard.
So who created Magnum, and what were they trying to accomplish?
Magnum is almost synonymous with photojournalism. It is news photography at its very best. It was started after World War II by a group of four photographers, the best known of whom is probably Robert Capa. He's at least the most emblematic. He was a war photographer. He photographed the Spanish Civil War. He was on Omaha Beach on D-Day. He was fearless. He embodies the idea that you have to be brave to be a photographer and have to be willing to go anywhere and get up very, very close. His famous saying is, if your pictures aren't good enough, you're not close enough.
So how important is Magnum Photos then in the history of photography?
Well, Magnum represents the part of photography that is photojournalism, and it represents that tradition at its very best, so that, in fact, it does cross over into art. There is a blurry line there. You could look, for instance, at the photographs of Paul Fusco, who took incredibly touching photographs of RFK's funeral train and crowds of Americans lining the tracks to see the train go by. And you can ask yourself, is this photojournalism? Is it a kind of art? These photographs are so beautifully composed and memorable. It doesn't matter what you call them. What matters is that these fabulous news images were created from one decade to the next.
Do you think the photographers considered themselves journalists or artists?
I think they start out as photojournalists. They start out with a documentary purpose. The word artist implies that somebody is working largely from their imagination, and many of the Magnum photographers do that as well. But I think, generally speaking, we don't need to complicate this issue by raising the photojournalism versus art issue. I think they are photojournalists. I think that's a dignified label and increasingly important in a world that seems to place less emphasis on facts and reality.
Now, the centerpiece of the program celebrating Magnum's 70th anniversary is this exhibit at the International Center of Photography. How is this show organized?
The show is large. It's organized in chapters. And when you first walk in, you're confronted with a wall of very small photographs that have been reproduced on a new miniature scale for this occasion. I found it all a little bit jumbled together, and the theme apparently was togetherness. The photographs are stacked from floor to ceiling, and it feels as much like an installation as anything else. It had a lot of bells and whistles, too many for my taste, but I think anyone who goes through the show will find much that is worthwhile to extract from it.
So were there particular images that stood out for you or maybe surprised you?
Yeah, well, one of the nice things about the show is that they do try to show works that are less known and that you haven't seen 4,000 times. So there are many surprises. I particularly liked a photographer named Eric Hartman, who spent decades photographing people who make bread. They're wonderful. And a photographer named Richard Calvar, who photographed Senator Fred Harris of Oklahoma campaigning for office. And I don't know a photograph that better captures life on the campaign trail.
Now, there are other exhibits of Magnum photographers going on, including one at the Staley Wise Gallery that focuses on women photographers at Magnum, right?
Exactly, Richard. Magnum has never been known as the epicenter of female creativity, to put it mildly. It is known mostly for male photographers who work in a tradition of action photography. So it's fabulous to have this secondary show at Staley Wise of work by female photographers. And this show in particular pits the work of a dozen female Magnum photojournalists with that of a dozen fashion photographers. And it works. When you look at a Deborah Turbeville next to an Ing Marath, it makes you realize there are similarities between them in the sense that a good photograph, whether it is a journalism photograph or a fashion photograph, has to be well composed.
And there's a lot to see. You can find a list of the various exhibits and shows around town of Magnum Photos at our website, WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.